Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Washington County Community College Dean of Enrollment Management and Student Services, Tyler Stolt, to tell us all about the free college scholarship. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, Lupe.
And what is free college scholarship?
Well, the free college scholarship is a new scholarship at Washington County Community College here in Calais, starting immediately recent high school graduates from the classes of 2020, 2021, 2022, and future graduates of high school classes of 2023 get free tuition right here at Washington County Community College, including 100% of tuition and the mandatory fees for our courses.
And who is eligible for the free college scholarship?
Well, if you graduated high school or if you got a high school diploma equivalent, such as a GED or a HiSET in 2020, 21, 22, or in 2023, you're eligible. It's really that simple. There's no income limits. There's no age limits. All you have to do is enroll full-time in a degree program or a certificate program of study at WCCC and accept any of the state or federal Pell Grants you qualify, which we'll talk about the FAFSA here in a few minutes. But that is required. That's it. There's no special application. Apply to the college and do your FAFSA.
And this is an important question. What does the free college scholarship cover?
Yeah, absolutely. So the free college scholarship covers tuition and mandatory fees. And this is the cool thing, for up to 2 years. So students can come, they can either get a one-year certificate or they can actually get their associate's degree right here at Washington County Community College. It is a last dollar scholarship, so that means that it is applied after the federal Pell Grants that students may be eligible for, as well as any state grants, such as the Maine State Grant. And so that's all determined with the FAFSA that students do when they apply to the college. Students who qualify for the maximum grant aid may use any additional grant funds to cover the cost of books, supplies, and other expenses. So it's really important, those outside scholarships that exist, such as the Worthington Scholarship, other outside scholarship that students apply for those, especially, you know, juniors that'll be graduating in 2023, start working on those scholarships now.
Nice. And it sounds a little bit too good to be true.
Well, we've heard that a little bit, of course, but really the free college scholarship is as good as it sounds. Really, this is about the current high school students. The pandemic has really impacted them, you know, missed graduations, time out of the classroom. So, you know, their high school experience was significantly disrupted. And of course, the health and financial challenges that have been faced by many individuals throughout the pandemic. A lot of high school seniors actually delayed going to college just because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, it wasn't something that they were wanting to commit to at that point. So we're really hoping that the free college scholarship will help those students and 2020 graduates, 21, 22, and 23, remove that financial barrier and help them get on track, of course, with their college education, and then, of course, bettering their life in general.
And what can we study?
Well, we actually, any of our certificate or degree programs at Washington County Community College are eligible for this. We have over 30 programs of study right at WCCC. You know, I encourage you, of course, to visit our website, wccc.me.edu. We have programs of study, really everything from a hands-on education, heavy equipment operations, power sports, welding, to programs that are designed for transfer, you know, such as our liberal studies program, and students can actually come right to our campus for 2 years, do a block transfer to the University of Maine system, and work on their bachelor's degree after they transfer from our college.
And how do we apply?
Well, it's really simple. All you got to do is go to wccc.me.edu or just stop by our campus right here at One College Drive in Calais. And then you just do the application for admissions and you complete the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. There's no additional application. So that's pretty cool. How often do you have a scholarship that you don't have to do a whole new application for? It's just included as part of the paperwork already required for admissions to the college.
And if I'm already a community college student, do I still qualify?
Yeah, no, that is a great question. That is absolutely correct. If you graduated from 2020 or 2021, even if you're already enrolled at WCCC or any of the other Maine community colleges, and you want to come over, all you got to do is enroll for classes, and you'll get that scholarship as long as you do your FAFSA.
And can I get a refund for previous semesters?
Well, that's another good question. Unfortunately, you know, the funding that's been allocated is for future enrollment and future courses. So unfortunately, there is no retroactive scholarship in this case. So no refund for past semesters.
And how is the free scholarship funded?
Well, Governor Janet Mills included the one-time $20 million allocation for free college at the Maine community colleges in her 2022 supplemental budget that was approved. I mean, that is the funding, at least for the one-time funding, for the initial graduates of 2020 through 2023.
And tell us a little bit more about what FAFSA is and do I need to complete it?
Well, absolutely. This is, of course, you've heard throughout, I've been saying FAFSA, 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 so that's one of the most important things. So to break that down a little bit, the FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. And really, all it is it's the form that we use at the college and that other colleges across the nation use to determine whether students are eligible for federal, state, and other institutional aid. And it really is kind of the gateway to free money and other types of financial assistance that are there to help students afford their higher education.
And tell us again how to get started.
Well, all you got to do is go to wccc.me.edu right there on our website. You know, I encourage all students who are interested to schedule a campus visit with our admissions office. Come see the campus, check it out, and then as soon as you complete that application, you can get started. And once you visit our website, you'll see we have many free college information and FAFSA help completion nights scheduled throughout the remainder of the summer. So we'd love to see you right in person on campus. We'll help you do your FAFSA and do the admissions application.
All right. Dean of Enrollment Management at Student Services at WCCC, Tyler Stolt. Thank you for joining us on the Street Beat.
Thank you.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.